This is a CHY News Update. Ground has officially broken for construction on the new BC Cancer Center at the Nanaimo Regional General Hospital. The new cancer care center, set to open in 2028, will be able to offer effective cancer care for those in the Mid and North Island region, bringing care closer to home. On Friday, October 31st, Island Health and elected officials gathered to celebrate the groundbreaking. CHY attended the rainy day celebration. Josie Osborne, Minister of Health, told the crowd the new cancer care center will be transformative for those diagnosed with cancer, allowing for increased cancer treatment on Vancouver Island.
And with a population that is aging and growing, we know that more people than we ever want to think of are going to face something that is unimaginable for many, and that is a diagnosis of cancer for themselves or a loved one. But more people than ever before are fighting and surviving cancer, and this new center is helping them to do just that.
Right now, cancer patients in Nanaimo going through treatment can only access chemotherapy at the NRGH. In the Comox Valley, patients can receive chemotherapy at the Wellness Center through the North Island Hospital. Osborne says the new center means people can focus on their care and not deal with the stress and anxiety of having to travel or relocate to Victoria for radiation therapy.
In fact, about half of all cancer patients will need radiation therapy, and that's coming at a time when there's already enough burden in a person or family's life. And knowing that the timely, compassionate care, the exceptional care that is delivered by health professionals and their support staff will be this much closer to home means just so very much for thousands of patients and families living north of the Malahat.
The three-story center will feature six treatment bays and two treatment rooms, advanced imaging tools including CT and PET scanners, an oncology ambulatory care unit with 12 exam rooms, and expanded parking. BC Cancer will operate the new center in partnership with Island Health. Kathy McNeil, president and CEO of Island Health, says this new center has been long awaited for the community and will be a symbol of hope for those going through treatment.
Cancer is a disease that has touched nearly every single one of us here, whether it's ourselves, the experiences of someone we love, or the stories that we hear in our communities. Thanks to the remarkable advances in prevention, early detection, and treatment, more people are living longer, fuller lives with cancer and after a cancer diagnosis.
She says the center will make a lasting difference in people's lives.
Care closer to home, closer to family and loved ones, and closer to the supports that make all the difference during the difficult time in a person's journey. This center will strengthen cancer care across Center and North Island, enabling better access to high-quality, safe care where people need it the most.
According to the provincial government, once the clinic is open, it is expected to host 11,000 patient radiation consults and follow-up appointments annually. The estimated cost of the project is $311 million, shared between the provincial government, Island Health, the BC Cancer Foundation, and the Nanaimo Regional Hospital District. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.